Hey, it's Amelia, aka Big Tit.
And I'm Natasha, aka Little Tit.
And together, we're the Graveyard Girls.
Hello.
Hello, and welcome to our spooky stories season.
Yes, we asked for listeners and, like, non-listeners to send in their spooky stories.
Yeah, strange experiences they've had. Maybe they've seen a cryptid.
Aliens. Ghosts.
Yeah, we have got a few alien ones. Yeah, I don't mind the ghosty ones. Maybe grandma came back from the grave.
Maybe.
Yeah, just basically we wanted all of your random encounters that you've had, and we kind of compiled them into a few episodes.
A few episodes, yeah. Yes.
We wanted to run it for spooky season, so basically this is what we've come up with. So this is basically, we're going to kind of read out all the stories that people have sent us, whether it, like, and they've come from all different forms of social media.
Yep.
Yeah, we'll just kind of try to put them together, I think is probably the best way.
Yeah, we don't know if we've put them together correctly, and there may be very similar ones together. We're trying to, like, I don't know.
Yeah, we were a bit stuck as to how to start it, I think. Yeah. Like, we came up with the idea and we're like, yeah, this is going to be well easy. We just, like, read out other people's scary stories and then...
That is the premise, but we... Yeah. Haven't read them out yet, so
yeah. And when it actually comes to it, it's quite difficult because you want, like, a natural reaction,
yeah,
but also you kind of need to prepare. So, like, this, we're completely winging it.
Yeah,
so the second spooky stories episode might be better than the first one.
I have glanced at some. I haven't read through them fully. I glance and then I'm kind of like, okay, I forgot about it.
Yeah,
so I'm trying to, like, have a natural reaction.
Okay,
trying to go through them. So
are we just gonna, like, kind of jump into some of these?
Yes, I shall begin.
Okay, I'll let you go first.
So, June from Murders, Mysteries and Meows podcast.
Ooh.
She said, so I don't believe in ghosts, but the house I grew up in had a ghost cat, and I experienced it. It was only in two rooms, even after it was remodeled. It would jump up on the bed, and in my experience, it was with it sleeping on my feet, and I could feel a weight on my feet, and there was nothing on the foot of my bed.
Oh,
very interesting. My now husband felt it jump up and walk up his body and knead. So like little cats do. We also had guests who had not heard of the ghost cat and did not know the story, asked to meet our kitty, and our parents never knew quite what to say.
I want a ghost cat.
You want a ghost cat.
Sorry. I want a ghost cat.
I lost a little bit of my
ear. I want to know why it's only in two rooms.
Maybe that was, like, their favourite.
The original house.
The original house or the favourite spots of the cats. Obviously, the little cat liked to snuggle and knead. Oh, that's very cute.
Yeah.
Oh. This actually reminds me, when I was in my grandma's bungalow when I was a kid, I remember, like, brushing my hair in the mirror and it felt like there was a cat going in between my legs.
Oh.
But she never had a cat.
Oh.
So... it wouldn't be a ghost cat that she would have had.
No. The only thing that I've had that is even vaguely similar to this, and it's also probably the only weird sort of proper encounter that I've actually had, this is a bit morbid, after my dog died, we had our first dog that my parents had just before I was born. When we obviously had, she passed away, for months afterwards, she was like a collie cross German Shepherd, so she had really long hair. And her name was Sweepy anyway, but she was called Sweepy because she had a big, long, sweeping tail that used to knock everything out of the way. And for months after she passed away, when we used to sit in the kitchen, I always used to think, like, I'd felt a brush across the back of my legs. Because she was on them, like, you know, if you made a sandwich, she'd be at the back of your legs, like, you know, the waggy tail gets all excited. So you'd feel her tail on the back of your legs. And for months afterwards, like, I was convinced there was something there. And we did have another dog at the time. And I used to go and tell the other dog, like, oh, move out of the way. And then I'd turn around and there was nothing there. Ooh. So then it was like, oh, well, it can't be the dog that we've got now.
Yeah.
And the only thing that it was close to was the dog that we'd had before.
See, I kind of have a similar one with Poppy. We could always hear, like, her
collar. The little jingling. Yeah.
So hers was very distinct. And, like, we could still hear that every so often. Still hear it now, to be fair.
But is it so ingrained in your head?
That you just hear it?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Hmm. Because I do it sometimes, you know, when you think, like, someone's downstairs at home, like, oh, I hate it when you're listening to music and you think someone's called you, so you take your headphone out, you're like, yeah, what did you say? And like, no, so like, I didn't say nothing. And I was like, I'm pretty certain. There's some dogs, I swear, I hear like the dog barking or something. And then I go to like take my headphone out to check to see what the dog's doing. And he's like fast asleep. And I'm like, must have just imagined that.
Mm. Or maybe the ghost was yelling your name and no one.
Well, no one barking at me.
Yeah. Maybe, you don't know.
Maybe. Yeah, no, I hate it with things like that. You're like, oh, that's frustrating. Now, now, gotta go back to what I was doing. Shall I jump into the next one?
Yeah.
Okay, so this one has come from a lady called Emily McKenzie, and she sent us an email. So, when I was a teenager, me and my mum were having a chat about our earliest memories. I was curious about what age people started to remember things and what kind of memories we have from that time. She asked me about my earliest memory is, but the thing is, I wasn't actually sure if it was a memory at all. I'm pretty sure my earliest memory is a dream, I said. I mean, it's kind of weird and silly, so it must be a dream, but I know it's a real memory. It didn't just randomly pop into my head years later. I've always remembered it, ever since it first happened.
Okay.
To be fair, I have had some weird dreams like that. Like, it was a dream that I had as a child, but like, it's a reoccurring dream.
My first memory was like me looking at the carpet in my nanny and papa's house. And I was just like, I distinctly remember, like, I'm going to remember this.
Yeah, and then you do. Yeah, you still do now. It's weird. First, yeah. But it's always random things
just
like that.
Just the carpet. I was just like, I'm going to remember this.
Why do we remember weird shit like this? It's like not even important. Anyway, and I started to tell her about how it was at night time and I was tucked up in bed that I used to have as a toddler. I knew I wasn't meant to be asleep, but I was wide awake, laying on my back, facing up at the ceiling. Back then, my bedroom had an old chimney breast going up one of the walls, so there was lots of little nooks and crannies. One of those nooks was the exact same width as my bed, and so I used to have the head of my bed pushed against the nook, with the rest of it sticking out into the room, if that makes sense. Basically, I was lying in bed facing the ceiling, and I'd be looking up at a small corner of the room, and it felt kind of cosy to me. Makes sense?
Yeah, yeah. A little cosy den, yeah.
Okay, so back to the memory. So I'm looking up at the ceiling, and I remember, quite vividly, even now, there was a face looking down at me from the ceiling.
Oh, no.
And I don't like this. She's smiling and talking to me, and I'm laughing.
Absolutely not.
Well, at least she's laughing and not freaked out, so we'll take that as a bonus.
Okay.
Her face is crinkled, though, like scrunched up paper. It's wrinkles and creases as she smiles down at me.
Okay.
So, scary old lady.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't remember what the face was saying to me or why I was giggling. All I can remember was that there was a few seconds from that moment, a bit like live photos that you get on iPhones.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so not a prolonged experience, just a few seconds. So, it's just like a little moving snippet and it's done. Okay, so as the listener, she's going, so weird, right? I say, expecting my mum to start laughing and tell me I'm being silly, but she doesn't. She looks really serious for some reason. Like I say, it must be just a dream anyway. Disembodied faces made of scrunched up paper just don't hang around on the ceilings of children at night, okay? My mum is looking really weird at me at this point, and so I ask her what's wrong. Nothing. It doesn't matter, she says.
No, I don't like that. I don't like it when people are like, nothing. Okay. And you're like, I know there's something.
Yeah. So Emily's like, really? And the mum's like, yep. Like, she's very sure about this. She just gets up off the sofa and leaves the room. I was genuinely confused. My memory wasn't scary or rude or even real. We'd now gone from having a fun conversation to an awkward silence. Okay, so mum's obviously having a bit of a serious thought about this. I followed her out of the room and basically insisted that she tells me what's wrong. And I told her I felt stupid for even sharing it with her now if I'd upset her. And that I'd rather know now so that I don't accidentally do it again in the future.
Makes sense.
And that's when my mum turns round and tells me the following. Emily, you were always up at night, even in my tummy. You'd barely be moving during the day, but as soon as I got into bed, you started doing cartwheels in there or something. Then when you were a toddler, you started talking. I didn't think much of it when I woke up in the middle of the night and heard you chattering away to yourself in the room.
Sorry. Toddlers talking in the middle of the night is just creepy. Scary.
Yeah. To be fair, my sister did, though, all the time. Okay. I'd stay awake for a bit just in case it turned into crying, but it never did. I figured you were probably just playing with your teddy bears and I'd eventually go back to sleep anyway. But it started happening more often, and as you were learning more words, it became clearer that you were having what sounded like a conversation with someone.
Nope.
One night I got curious and got out of bed. I gently pushed open your door and had a little look in. Okay. You were in bed, teddy still next to your pillow, duvet keeping you warm, toys still in the box where I'd left them. But you were lying on your back and your eyes were wide open and you were still chattering away animatedly. Okay.
Sorry, but the eyes wide open just scary.
Freaks me out, yeah. People that sleep with their eyes open are creepy. Okay. The same way that you used to chat to me when I'd picked you up from nursery and you'd had 100 things you wanted to tell me about.
Mm-hmm.
I thought maybe you were talking in your sleep, so I didn't want to scare you. I stayed in the doorway and said, "Who are you talking to, little love?" And that's when you stopped talking, turned around to me and said, "The old lady on the ceiling."
Oh no.
Okay. I found it really creepy, Emily.
So do I.
But also, you know, kids can be really creepy sometimes. Yep. They do strange things like stand over you while you sleep and wait for you to wake up.
Yeah.
Or they sometimes... Sorry. Or something that sounds a little bit sinister to an adult but means very little mm-hmm. to them. I just went back to bed and from then on, if I heard you talking at night, I'd leave you to it. I'd forgotten completely about it until you've decided to tell me about your memory.
Yeah, can you imagine, like, having a kid and then that one's just like, "Oh, I've just talked to the lady in the ceiling," and you're like,
okay, yeah, go back to sleep.
Because if my kid had an imaginary friend, I'm just instantly thinking ghost.
Mm-hmm.
Do not care the context, it's a ghost. I don't care.
I don't know if it's me, because, like, my sister was a strange child. She was a strange child. But she used to talk in, well, to be fair, she still talks in her sleep, and she can have, like, a full-blown conversation, but she also gets, like, really angry at you.
Oh, no.
Like, because I've done it before, she was like, "You witch." And then I was like, "What did you say?" And then it's like, she's pissed off that she's had to repeat herself.
Yeah.
And like, it murmurs again, then she goes, "Witch." So like, I was like, "I can only hear the end of the sentence. You need to repeat yourself again." And she turns around, she goes, "Don't forget about it." And turns around and then goes quiet. And she does it so many times.
But what, different asleep?
Yeah, she's fast asleep. But at the time, you don't realise she's asleep.
Yeah. Because
sometimes she'll say something to you and genuinely, like, see your questioner and she'll respond. And then, but like, she says it a bit more pissed off. And then I'm like, "Clara, I still can't understand you." And then she gets really pissed off about it and turns over. Or like, she'll kick a pillow off a bed. So I generally think at this point, she's still awake. So then I'll get up to go and check on her, see if she's okay. And she's like fast asleep. So it's like she's asleep enough that she's talking in her sleep. So either she's pausing long enough for you to ask, "What did you say?"
Yeah.
And then she's getting pissed off. Or she's like semi-conscious.
Ooh.
And she is half answering you, but there's so many times I genuinely think she's having a conversation with me.
People are
and
weird.
I respond. Yeah, and then when I ask her about it the next day, I was like, "I wasn't being annoying. I was like, you were mumbling, so I couldn't hear what you said." And she's like, "I don't know what you're talking about." And I'm like, "Okay, that was definitely one of those where you're asleep."
It's like people who, like, sleepwalk.
Yeah, I don't remember sleepwalking.
It's very odd. It's like your brain, well, just something of you that you can't, like, sleep. Laying down.
Yeah. I'm always surprised I haven't sleepwalked, because I like don't sleep very well.
Mm,
or if I do, yeah, I haven't been told that I do it. But yeah, I've always had like really crappy sleep and struggle to get sleep, so I'm surprised I don't wander about and do more things in my sleep.
It's just strange. But yeah, if my child had an imaginary friend, I'm just going to...
A crinkly face lady in the ceiling.
In the ceiling.
But she was obviously content with the thing. It's not like it scared her. It didn't give her nightmares because she said she was laughing. So
I think some kids just, even if it is scary, they're just like, "Yeah, it's fine."
I suppose it depends what the crinkly lady said.
Yeah, yeah.
And also from this, look, it's just her face as well. So maybe like she looked familiar. Like maybe it was like...
Maybe.
Like a great-great-grandma or something.
But not to dismiss Emily's story, but remember, like, I don't know how old she would be, but you remember all the, like, the weird ceilings?
Oh, yeah, the textured ceilings.
Maybe. Maybe it was that, and it looked like a face.
Yeah. Yeah, because as a kid, you have a vivid imagination, don't you? And then, like, mix it with real things.
Yeah.
And maybe she could go, "Oh, that kind of looks like Grandma so-and-so." Yeah.
Not too, like...
No, just, but do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, and if you want to rationalise it. Yeah, because you could go... Because, like, you know when you look at generations of families, like, you go back a few and, like, sometimes... like grandmas look like other ones, so like she could have even seen a photo of someone else and then like she's staring at the ceiling one night.
This is the horror story explanation when clearly there is an old lady in the ceiling. Okay. And we're just like, "No, it's just the ceiling.
It's fine. Yeah, it's great great grandma Gladys." okay, do you want to share another story now?
Yes, so this is from Mom's Basement.
Okay.
When I was 5 years old in my room at night, I used to have weird things happen. My TV would cut on and off, and lights would turn off by themselves. I remember waking up so frequently that it was exhausting, but I was so young I didn't understand that I was supposed to be afraid. Finally, one night, I hear banging on the front door at 1 o'clock in the morning. I looked out of the window and I see half a man dressed in white on the porch.
Half a man as in, like, he's missing his legs or...
I don't know. Maybe.
Or is he split down the middle?
Or maybe you can... Like... Where the window is, maybe you can only just see half of, like, the top half. Oh,
okay,
half.
Physically, like, yeah, maybe. Only see part of him. Okay. Maybe. Or maybe. I didn't know if you meant, like, half a man.
Maybe it was half a man. I don't know. The way my bedroom window was angled, it was hard to get a perfect look. So maybe that's why they saw half. I heard my mum check the door and then she went back to bed. I woke up the next morning and asked her who came to the house at 1 o'clock in the morning. She said when she heard the knock, there was no one there, so she went back to bed. A few days go by and my dad, who didn't really believe in ghosts, started getting annoyed by the unexplained noises. So one day the knock at the door happened again and my dad and his friend rushed outside with a baseball bat. Him and his friend ran all the way around the house and they finally met in the backyard and nobody was there.
Oh, kind of like... weird how the mum also... heard the knocking at 1 o'clock, like, it's not just them. It actually woke everyone up in the house.
Yeah, and the dad, who doesn't believe it, so he thinks it's a genuine person, he runs out with a baseball bat. Strange. Mm. So that was kind of like the scene with Mel Gibson in the movie Signs. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. Where they're trying to, yeah. Finally, one night, I woke up in the middle of the night and walked down the hallway to my parents' bedroom. I must have had a night terror or something, because when I opened the door, the hallway light that filled the doorway made it so I could see a wolf eating my mother and father.
Oh, Little Red Riding Hood.
It's a bit strange. I ran back into my bedroom and I remember being so traumatized that while I laid underneath my blankets crying, I started to wonder who I was going to live with now that my parents were dead. After what felt like 10...
Fucking hell. Sorry, this is a bit traumatic. I wasn't expecting that.
Jimmy's just said he was traumatized. After what felt like 10 or 15 minutes went by, my mother came to my bedroom door. When she tried to open it, there was a bunch of toys stacked in front of the door from the inside, not letting her in. She asked why I did that, and I told her I didn't. Oh, that's...
oh, so did he or didn't he? Is he porcupine about it? Or is he thought, I've got so shit scared, I'm trapping mum out. Zombie mum.
I think he was so traumatised he just jumped straight into bed.
Okay.
I woke up the next day and talked to my mum about what happened and I explained to her my night terror. She told me it must have been a nightmare or a bad dream. About a week had passed and my mother was sitting on the couch with her friends. She was telling them about seeing a ghost of a little boy in the house. Okay, that might explain the toys. And I overheard, so I stepped in and asked, "You seen the ghost of a little kid?" And she said, "Yes, but it wasn't scary." She felt no danger from it when she had seen it, and when she said that, I started to get worried about what was happening in the house. You have to remember, I'm 5 years old, so everything was like putting a puzzle together. Finally, one night, I woke up and my pillow is yanked from underneath my head. Mm. I remember waking up and feeling afraid, and I looked over at my bedroom door, and there was a bunch of toys stacked up against it, again, in front of my door without an explanation.
Has he watched Toy Story?
Oh, maybe. Only this time the door was open and all the toys were knocked over. My mother knew I was scared and so I went straight to her room this time to get some sleep and avoided any more weird things keeping me awake. We eventually moved out the house and a few months later it burned down. So good spirit of a boy who was trying to protect me by stacking toys in front of my door and kept my room closed off. We think that sometimes the kid would get lucky and be able to lock him out of the house, which would end up causing him to knock on the door to get back in. Ooh. One guess is that the child ghost burnt the house down so that it couldn't happen to any kids ever again. This is the only paranormal experience I've ever had in my life. Oh, that's spooky.
It is very strange. I thought it was going to be like the kids stacking up the toys against the door so the smoke doesn't get under the door, like smoke inhalation.
Oh.
Yeah, I thought that's where I was going to go with it. I say he or she, is it a girl or a boy?
I don't know, I've just gendered them as well, I'm sorry. This person I do not know.
Okay. But yeah, that's what I thought it was going to sort of roll with. It's weird, isn't it? Because depending on when this was from, Could you, if you want to rationalize it,
Toy Story.
Yeah, I'm thinking like you add in Toy Story with the Little Red Riding Hood. Mm. There's an element of that in there.
Well, they clearly had the nightmare of their mom and dad being eaten by a wolf. That's a nightmare.
But have they been Little Red Riding Hood before they went to bed that night?
Maybe. So that might explain the dream. But they don't remember stacking the toys in front of the door. So I'm going to go, probably ghost. Especially if something keeps knocking on
the door and everyone waking them up. But then again, could you say that mum's just like, oh, it was nothing?
Mm.
Like, try not to scare the child.
But I think the mum believes it. The dad's just like, oh, it's someone's clearly knocking on the door because even the dad runs out.
Yeah. And I bet the dad's thinking, oh, it's just kids pissing about.
Yeah, the mum said to her friend she saw a spirit of a little boy. Her child overheard that conversation. Then that child's putting the pieces together. So I think the
it's small hard, isn't ghost, it? At what point does your head overthink it?
Yeah.
And like, what's what you actually remember and what is it you've sort of like added to it?
I think the little ghost might have been trying to protect the child.
Well, good on the little ghost, if it was.
Yeah.
I would like to see a ghost. I've never actually seen one.
No. I do have my own experiences with like weird sounds. Oh no, actually, I haven't seen a ghost face on. I saw something like walk by, but like I assume, well, it wasn't anyone because I was alone in the house, but there was something walked by that looked like a person that was slow enough that I saw it, but it was out the corner of my eye, so I couldn't see it. It's not like there's definitely movement and I was sat still. And I've heard things, but I've not seen anything directly.
It's hard because like I haven't seen anything. Like I want to see like a full ghost, like a full like floaty little ghost, you know, like old like Victorian ghost.
Yeah.
But I haven't really actually had, like, not me personally, I haven't had any paranormal things. And I don't know if it's because I rationalise everything. So maybe. Maybe I have had strange encounters and I'm just like, oh yeah, that'll be that.
Yeah, it's just Jeff.
Jeff. But you know what I mean? Like I haven't really had any strange encounters. So either I'm just not that sensitive to them.
Mm-hmm.
Or they don't exist, or the ghosties don't like me.
Maybe.
So, but yeah, I would like to see a ghost, but like, you know, your classic depiction of a ghost, like the little floaty person. Yeah, I want to see one of them. I don't want a really creepy one. But yeah, no, I don't really have anything like that, so I can't join in on that topic. Okay, I've got another one, and I can already see a certain word. I don't think I'm going to like it.
It's not about what you think it is.
Okay. Okay, well, this is from someone called Cool Jeweled Moon. Okay, I'm guessing this one came from Reddit.
Yes.
Okay. I've seen a UFO. Okay.
Have you?
I'm sorry. I'm already skeptical. I apologize, but I shall continue with what you have written. And I've had some experiences in the home that definitely couldn't be easily explained. And I do feel that they were paranormal. And I, along with my passenger, saw something materialize in the road in front of us whilst we were driving. It formed into what appeared to be an animal in the fact that it hauled its ass off the side of the road on all fours, but we could see through it, totally unexplainable. So, like, I'm thinking ghostly, if it's kind of see-through?
Maybe.
Is that what we're going with? It definitely made me open to the idea of interdimensional beings.
Well, that's a word, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a word. Yeah, thank you for telling me that one, so I've got to jumble up my words.
That's why I kind of wanted you to read it, because it started off with a UFO, but then it twisted into like, okay, it's not about paranormal UFOs.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, obviously UFO is unexplained things anyway, but I definitely, I thought that was going down the alien route.
I have seen two UFOs. I'm not saying aliens. I have seen weird things that I can't explain flying. But yeah, I thought this weird turn of just like, it was something in the road.
Yeah. I'm thinking like a deer, like, I think that's just what my head naturally goes to.
Well, the
could it be like the light's reflection off it and it makes you think it's a bit see-through-y, like ghosty?
Maybe, but I was also thinking when I read it, it's the thing that we're not supposed to name the skinwalker.
Oh.
Because that's supposed to like materialize, and it can be, reports I've heard, it can take weird forms and it doesn't quite get things right.
Ah, so it was trying to be something else and it just turned out as a weird animal.
Yeah. And it's also always looks a bit like it's ill.
Oh no.
And a little deer that's
been hit.
Yeah. Or it could just be a ghost of a deer that got run over previously.
Oh. Well, I mean, there's also that as a possibility. That's the thing though, when you're driving roads at night times, like you think you see things. Stuff. Yeah.
Or if we want to go down a slightly different route, some people believe Bigfoot could be an interdimensional being.
Oh.
I don't know if I agree with that theory. I do not agree with that theory. Sorry, I think he's flesh and blood of this world.
I'm not convinced on that one, I'll be honest.
No. Okay, I've got a little short one next. This is Goblin Grovel Lives, I believe. This is also from Reddit.
I was going to say, where do people come up with their names from?
Well, we've got Humongous Ballsack coming up, so... I grew up in a haunted house. No, this isn't a joke. I've seen a few shadow people along with a demonic entity, at least one angel, and one that I'm not convinced wasn't Fae.
Oh, so they have a lot going on in their house.
They do, but they didn't explain further, so I was just like, okay, I will just include this.
I want to know what they were up to.
The people or the demons, the goblins?
All of them.
Okay. Well, they themselves are a goblin.
Well, could... Goblin, what was it? Grovel?
I believe Grovel. That's how I'm reading it.
Okay. Well, if they could contact us again and tell us a bit more, because I want to know more.
Especially the Fae.
Yeah. I do like Fae.
Yeah.
Well, at least the idea. I've not seen any, so I can't even say that they're real. Yeah, no. There's not really much more we can add to that one other than I want to know more. So, you know, maybe message us back and tell us more. Stop being so vague. Okay, so am I going to do one more?
Yeah, you do one more. I will do one more.
So this one is IRB Mr. Lee. So I'm guessing we've took this one also from Reddit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now this is something, obviously this is what the person's written. This is something that's bothered me since I was a kid. Shadow Man.
Yes.
Okay. In the 90s, great time.
They didn't write that.
I just added that. I was in my younger years. I remember this day specifically for two reasons. Number one, I'd finally saved enough pocket money to go and get Hungry Hippos. Yes, I fucking love that game. Right, okay.
Excuse you. Hungry Hippos.
Okay, sorry. Hungry Hippos. Either way, look, I'm so excited about it. I miss you the hungry.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going straight in. Okay. It is a good game, though. I'm not going to lie. Yeah. It's a good game.
I do like Hungry Hippos.
Okay. And number two, what I'm about to tell you... Okay. Oh, and number two, what I'm about to tell you. So it was a warm, sunny day sometime in the late 90s. I finally saved enough money to get Hungry Hippos. And my mum was taking me to get it soon. She just had to do some ironing, so I followed her upstairs and I'm sat on the bed, waffling nonsense as most kids do when the house phone rings downstairs. Okay. She puts the iron down and goes downstairs. I'm sat there yammering away to myself when I look to the left and there's a black shadow-like figure. Quite tall, with red eyes, don't like that, looking at me through the bedroom window. I absolutely shit a brick. And I've got goosebumps as I'm typing this out. So I jumped under my mother's quilt on her bed and waited for her to come back upstairs, absolutely sweating my back out. She came up and it was like nothing had happened. Okay, to be fair, if I saw something with red glowing eyes, I think I'd be pooing me pants. Okay. I'm still confused by it to this day and I've just turned 30. It was so clear though, I could clearly see it as it was just staring at me. I will say as well, the house we was originally in was incredibly haunted. I've got many a story from being a child, but this is the one that lingers. Anyone else ever seen anything similar, or was I just a mental child?
And when I spoke to this person, guess what? It triggered something.
Oh no!
In our very first house, there was something at the top of the stairs that had red eyes just staring down at me.
Oh, I've never seen anything like this.
And I thought, I remember because me and my friend was... This was a separate incident. Me and my friend saw it. So we were hiding in my mum's wardrobe. Oh. I don't remember why we were both hiding. We saw it, but yeah. I don't remember like how long we were in there. I don't remember anything else. But I remember the last time I saw it, we moved house.
Oh, it followed you.
I saw the two red eyes. And then it was kind of like I knew that would be the last time I saw it. And then I've never seen it since.
Oh, you made it stop. It's like you took control of it, Natasha. And you're like, I'm not going to see you no more.
It was weird though. Like I remembered all these years about this.
I've never seen anything like this. But why don't I have really weird things? Like, because I swear, like, in terms of actual normal day, like, yeah. I think you're of more sound mind than I am.
And I'm the one who's seen all the stuff I know.
So maybe this is why I'm just mental as an adult, because I didn't see all these things as a child.
Maybe. Yeah.
Maybe that's how
you
it
have
works.
You have to see the weird things though when you're a kid. But yeah, I remember, because I remember telling these other people these stories growing up, and then like just the past few years I've forgotten about it. And then
you read this and you thought about it.
So I had to message them. I was like, can we please put this in the podcast? Because I remember this. And I was like, can we share it? And it's like, yeah, okay. So I've got one last one.
Okay.
And this is the very first person who responded to us.
Okay.
I think it's a Ginger Snaps Cat. I believe that's how it is. Or not Ginger.
Ginger Snap.
Yeah.
Cat.
Yeah.
You never know with usernames.
No.
Well, we've covered both bases, so you know.
So they write, this happened in the early 2000s. I was only a baby, and comes from the perspective of my mom, grandma, and great aunt. This is 100% a true story, as are all the others I post. My mom and grandma have taken my brother, who was around about 2 or 3 at this time, and I, who was under the age of 1, to visit my great aunt for some sort of party. My mom says I was sick, and so she didn't want me there for a long time. My mom, grandma, great aunt, and everyone else had been mingling while my brother played in my cousin's room. They were there for a couple of hours doing a routine checks on my brother. And then my grandma noticed he was talking to someone. They assumed it was another kid, my cousin, or even another family member who was checking in on him.
Okay.
But when she went back to check on him, there was no one there.
Mm.
Of course, toddlers like to talk to themselves while playing, coming up with imaginary friends and such. My grandma playfully asked who he was talking to, and he replied, his name is Reem and he's blue and he's got a phone cord around his neck.
Oh, fucking hell.
See, kids say weird stuff.
I think it's because we've instantly gone to he's hanging, but it might not be. You might just have a phone. You know, the twizzly ones, how it used to be on the old phones. I used to do weird stuff like wrap it around my arm and things. So, you know, it doesn't mean...
Well, this person is clearly dead.
Okay.
Whether he's still hanging there or not is another story.
Okay.
At that moment, my grandma looked again and saw, clear as day, a little blue boy sitting across from my brother with a noose around his neck.
Okay, take back my previous comment.
My grandma screamed, grabbed my brother and ran from the room, telling my mum we all had to leave. She discussed the incident with my mum and great aunt and would tell us the story over and over again because of how deeply unsettling it was. It was a pretty profound story of our family, so we always discuss it. Years later, my great aunt was visiting a small graveyard by her home when she realised one of the graves was a young boy whose last name was Reem.
Oh.
Despite efforts to research the boy, nothing much was ever found. I always feel sad when I think about what may have happened to him. When reading this to my mum, she told me that my brother drew a photo of the boy in a school a few years after the encounter, and it freaked his teacher out. She says she kept it and that she'll try and find it if she can. This is one of the many encounters my family has had with the paranormal. Let me know if you want to know more. Now, she did submit another story, but I have lost it.
Oh.
So I will try and
Naughty
find
Natasha.
It.
Naughty Natasha.
I will try and find it.
For the next episode.
But yeah, I thought it was very interesting.
I want to see that photo, the one that scared the teacher. Mm. The drawing.
I'll ask her if she
can
find it.
And also, I'm thinking like blue like Smurf.
I'm thinking blue like he's... You know when people are dead?
Oh, more like a grey sort of blue. Okay.
But a two-year-old's just going to say blue, aren't they?
Yeah, I did wonder if at one point it was going to go like weird alien sort of thing. Like I saw a blue man.
No, to be fair, we haven't had many alien stories.
Good.
We've had some like UFOs and stuff, but no alien. I don't know,
I'm just skeptical of the whole alien thing.
I'm still looking.
The noose one's a bit creepy. I just think sometimes like, I think as adults, we instantly go to, like, it's something quite dark, and actually with kids, it's not quite as sinister. Like, they say something weird, and it sounds weird, but actually it's quite normal. Like, I feel like kids are quite... No, but, like, I used to do stuff like the old twizzly phone cords. I used to, like, wrap it around my arm. Like, I used to be, I don't know, like, sat at the top of the landing or something. Like, I don't know why I was sat there. Probably bored. And then we're just, like, playing with a phone.
Mm.
Like, not actually even on it, just playing with a phone cord. So, like, I don't think it'd be something, I feel like it'd be something a kid would say, like, oh, he had a phone cord around his neck. It doesn't have to mean he was.
But then the grandma saw
yeah,
it.
Yeah, grandma, yeah. Took that to another level.
Yeah. Oh,
can we say grandma's gonna lost her marbles?
No, I think it was genuine. I think they saw something.
I don't know. It's weird. I like the fact that the kid remembers it, though, and then, like, drew it at school and freaked the teacher out. I want to see the drawing. Was it just it was a really scary drawing?
Maybe. Like I said, kids are weird.
This is the dead boy.
But is this because they have, like, an opening of, like, things like that allow themselves to be seen by kids?
Yeah. It's either that or kids are just, like, have more of a vivid imagination. Like, they pick up... Because, like, kids do pick up on more things than you think.
Of course they do.
So, like they could easily overhear things.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, I don't know, like, mix it in with other stuff that they know. Because, like, kids always come out just, I don't know, really random crap.
Mm.
Do you think, where would you have heard that?
Mm. Especially Reem. I think that's how it's pronounced. It's a very strange name to come up with.
Yeah. But then again, could you hypothesise that they've already been to the graveyard to visit another relative and he's picked up the name? Well, no, but we wouldn't be able to read it.
He's a baby, essentially.
Yeah, it's quite specific, yeah. Interesting.
Hmm.
But yeah, that's just...
This is what I like about these stories. You can never justify them, or you can never, like...
Well, I guess that's kind of why they're unexplained and people don't really get it and they think about it more. Because it's like, there is some, like, you know, when you read over them and you're like, yeah, no, don't believe you, like, 100%.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think we've got a good collection so far of the ones we've got. And obviously, we've already compiled enough to do the second episode.
Mm-hmm.
And as we're recording this, we're still waiting for a few more to come in.
Yes.
So we've got to sort out, so we might have a third and a fourth.
Yeah.
Episode as well, see how it goes, see what we get sent in. But yeah, hopefully people have liked the spooky ones so far. Maybe I'm also sort of thinking in my head as well, like,
where'd you go?
To another planet. Yeah, I'm thinking, like, because obviously we've sort of named it Scary Stories, I'm thinking if there's any, like, actual short stories out there, like genuine, like, stories, like, fiction.
Yes.
That's the word I'm thinking of. But short ones, like, do we maybe include one of them, like, at the end of the thing?
Ooh, and then see if we can, like, do a comparison.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we could be surprised, like, can you work out what it is? But also, see if there's, like, quite a distinct comparison between an actual fictional written scary story and people's encounters. Because I know, like, people, when they're writing fiction, they take it from things that have happened.
Or plagiarism.
But is there something in it? Yeah. But you know what I mean? Like, sometimes, is there a distinction?
Yes. Yeah, I have looked for genuine ones, and, like, this is a little bit hard to read them because there's no punctuation, people. But I believe these people experience what they experienced, whether it was as it's written. Yeah. I don't know.
I think I come in as a bit, I think that's where we're different, because I come in as quite a skeptic.
Yeah.
But I think it's because I haven't had any experiences of anything really weird. Like, or maybe I'm just really good at rationalising everything. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I have had weird, creepy experiences and I've just written them off.
Because in a way, now I'm older, I've kind of, like, thought about the red eyes thing. And, you know, like, the sensors at the top of...
Oh, yeah.
I'm thinking, did I... Because I was at the bottom of the stairs and the angle, did it look like it was just floating on the top of the stairs?
Yeah, but also, you know when you're tired and you sort of half close your eyes and then you see, like, a bit of a light in your eyes, if you, like, or, like, you, not double vision, but you know what I mean? Have you seen, like, the little sensor thing and it's actually only one light and you've put it together as a pair of staring eyes?
But all I can think of where it was on the stairs in relation to, like, the corner where the sensor is, it's lower down.
Yeah, but is your brain just put it together?
I don't know. That's the explanation I can think of, but
yeah.
As it's tricky, I remember it, I was staring up at this thing standing there, or, like, hovering there, staring down at me.
Mm. I'm thinking then, like, little hands come around the banister.
Yeah, because the...
Like the Grinch hands.
Because it was nighttime, the top of the stairs, like, it was in darkness. So in theory, the sensor shouldn't go off because there's no one walking up there. So therefore, the red light shouldn't be there.
We had one that was like the alarm system. It always used to flash every now and then anyway.
No, ours don't. Ours were like just if it picks up movement.
Yeah, because we had one in the corner of each room. It's like the really old installed alarm systems where you had like a little thing in the corner of every room.
Yeah.
It was like a little white square box thing. Yeah, like that.
Yeah. Yeah. But that ours only go off when we move.
Oh, does it? Mm. Oh, I don't know. All I used to know is that ours used to flicker every now and then. Mm. Or maybe ours was doing it like when it wasn't doing it and I've
seen
it.
That's when the ghost is. Yeah. There you go. But yeah, that's some of the stories. I remember like hearing whispering.
Like I've just heard nothing.
I've heard footsteps because you know like the landing, like I can look down at the landing. I've heard someone walking on there where I've been alone in the house when it sounded like proper like shoes, like walking. Oh. And I could see no one was there.
The only thing I ever did as a kid, like, I never really remember being scared of anything. There's only one thing I did as a kid, and I still partly do it now as an adult. And I don't know why it became a thing in my head, but I still need to say, like, where my house is, like, the door's on the side.
Mm.
And, like, as soon as you go in, you're in the hallway, and then the kitchen's to your left and the living room's to your right. But if you stood in the living room, and the same if you're in the kitchen, you can see through the whole house, like, out the front. Because I've got a big, well, you know, I've got a big window on the front of the house, but there's also one at the same place at the back of the house. So if you stand at one end, you can literally look through the whole house. And in theory, if we didn't have, like, nets or curtains in the living room window, if I stood in the garden, I would actually be able to see all the way through the house.
Yeah.
Onto the main road. So can see all the way through, and I've done it at night time. Like, it started the first few times, like, if you're the last person to bed and they said you've got to switch the lights out,
you
switch the light out in the kitchen,
you just feel
and
like
then you go the
there.
One in the hallway and then the living room. I used to do this thing where I had to run from the kitchen to the living room, and I always used to do the thing of, in case someone was at the kitchen window and was gonna shoot, could I outrun the bullet? Why that was a thing?
Yes, because we have lots of guns in England.
Yeah. And I, as far as I know, there's been no shooters in my street. So, but it's like a thing of like, I've got to get through quickly and don't look back on you.
Mm.
But when I was a little kid, not so much now, but when I was a little kid, the first thing I used to do was like, I used to switch it off in the kitchen, make sure I didn't look behind me, run the way through and like run up the stairs, up to the landing.
Mm-hmm.
And like, but it's like I held my breath the whole time and you don't breathe until you've got into bed.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're like, okay, it didn't get me now.
Mm.
Like, there's no way I could outrun a bullet if someone was going to...
See, I have that fear, but it's like, you have to turn the light off and run upstairs because something's behind you. And you have to get to the top of the stairs because if you get to the top of the stairs, you're safe. If it gets you before you're at the top of the stairs, you're not safe. But it's weird that we all kind of have that fear.
Yeah, we do, because I could explain it. You know, if I'd seen like a face in the window in the kitchen, you could go like, that's the rational thing behind you. Like, that's why you've decided it's the thing.
Yeah.
But I've never seen a face in the window. So like,
that
why
also
do
terrifies
I...
me. Imagine like seeing a face just looking in.
Yeah.
Not doing anything, just staring
just
at you.
Just staring at you. And the thing is, people easily could, like, where our garden is, because there's only, like, one fence, and then there's a road, like, a single-track road that runs at the back, so, like, all you got to do is climb over one fence, and you could be in our garden.
Yeah.
Just so, like, people could easily, because, like, we've got, like, a weird, like, substation thing at the back. But, yeah, I don't know, I've not had any weird... Maybe the substation keeps away all the weird, creepy things.
Oh,
it's
maybe.
Like, zapped them away.
Maybe. Or that could be it. Like everyone's explanation for it when actually it's paranormal.
Yeah, it's just a substation.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I've never had anything weird, which kind of frustrates me because I do kind of want to see something. You know when everyone's talking about it, and it's like, oh, I just haven't had anything. But I don't know if that's why I'm so skeptic as an adult, because I'm just like, well, it's never happened to me. Like, you're all a bit deranged.
Mm.
Which ironically, I'm probably deranged more deranged than they are, but I can be weirdly rational about this sort of thing. But yeah, I've never had anything weird.
Hmm.
Bit disappointing, really.
Yeah, I mean,
where are the ghosties at? Can they come get me, please?
Well, now you're opening yourself up, so that's another thing.
Yeah, well, then I'll have a story to share with everyone. So, can the ghosties come and get me quickly, please?
Okay.
Or like, I don't know, Bigfoot up here.
Yeah.
If we get random signs of Bigfoot in your area now.
Also, people on Reddit, if I ask for experiences, don't just be like experience.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very frustrating.
It's weird. It's been really difficult to get these stories because people are just like, they're like, yeah, or even on the TikToks, like, I've got one.
Mm.
And I'm like, so then you message them, like, yeah, okay, if you want to send it to us, you can send it here, blah, 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 and then nothing. And I'm like, okay.
And I have got us banned from certain communities on Reddit because I asked a question. I asked a question, but apparently you can't ask a question, but you can... post some other things on there.
Yeah, you can have every hole, every orifice.
Yeah.
But you can't ask a question.
No.
I don't really get, what's the point of it? Am I just like missing the point?
I don't know. I can't understand how it works. Like, I've answered, or I've read the post, but it's also like, you have a new message. And it's like, that's what I've just read.
okay.
I don't understand it. Anyway.
Maybe we're just a bit stupid. Red is you not. Are naturally blonde. So
I am naturally blonde. You're blonde too.
I know, precisely my point.
So yeah, we have more of these episodes coming out because we have some more stories, but we will record them.
Next week, I think.
Yes.
Because this is a lot for us to get our head around in one day.
Yes.
So yeah, in the meantime.
Keep creeping.
And we'll... What? Oh, we'll keep digging. I've been possessed.
You're looking at me like I...